Even when you know that your job is making you miserable and unhappy, the idea of making a pivot can feel super scary, especially when you have been in your career for 8 or more years. A pivot can sound like you're going to have to overhaul everything you've built in your career, which can lead to you choosing to just stay in the situation that's making you miserable instead. So in this episode, I'm breaking down the 4 different types of career pivots, sharing the 3 levers you need to pull for each type of pivot to help you see that making a career pivot doesn't have to mean an overhaul of your entire career, and that small strategic changes can lead to fulfillment and enjoyment in your career. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role and recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. So glad to have you here. Today, we're talking about making a pivot and really the types of pivots you can make. Because one of the problems that I help women solve, and actually I'm really good at helping women solve, is figuring out what needs to change in their careers for them to thrive and be fulfilled again. And I think a lot of times when we hear that word career pivot, it can sound like you're uprooting everything you've done in your career so far, almost like you're breaking down everything you've built, all the effort you've put in. And that sounds really scary. And so instead of making a change, even when you know that you are unhappy in your career, you end up just staying in that role, staying stuck, because your brain has made out a career pivot to be this really big, scary revamp of your entire life that you're not ready to embark on. And if you listened to my episode where I talked about the number one fear that keeps most women stuck, I talked about how usually it's because we have attached our identity to our careers. So when you have been working in your career for 10, 12, 15 years, usually 8 or more years, it's so easy for you to start seeing yourself from the lens of your work, and your work stops being just a job. It starts becoming sort of your identity, so that when you think about making a career change, your brain is not interpreting it as you just changing jobs. It is interpreting it as you changing your entire identity. And that is very, very scary. Trust me, as somebody who has made 3 career pivots, I feel like I am still in the midst of my 3rd one right now. I know that feeling. Like, I'm always sort of trying to wrestle with myself. Who am I as a career coach as opposed to who I was as a professor? Like, a professor felt like it was easy to explain. It had prestige. I didn't have to, you know, help people understand what it meant. Now, as a career coach, when people ask what I do, I find myself hesitating. Like, I'll say career coach, and then I feel like I have to explain or justify what I do. So all that to say, I understand the emotional weight and toll that can come with, you know, changing careers or making a career pivot. But really where I was getting at is that when you hear that word career pivot, I know that it can sound really scary, and that fear can lead you to say, you know what? I'm just going to stay where I am. My job is not that bad. It's okay. I can handle it. Even though deep down, you know, it actually is that bad and you can't handle it and you're miserable, it's easy to stay, like, just kind of hunker down and try to protect yourself. So what I really want to do in this episode is help you understand the 4 different types of career pivots that you can make and figure out which one is right for you. Because making a career pivot isn't always changing everything in your career, uprooting everything you've done and starting over. In fact, no career pivot needs to mean starting over in general. But I think that when you hear the different ways that you can make a change in your career, then what you'll start to see is, okay, there are options that can get me out of feeling miserable and drained at work. Like your brain can start to see, I can tweak one small thing, I can pull one small lever and be more fulfilled in my career. And I think that when you see these options, it will give your brain, I would say, a little more, a sense of like calm and peace about making this change, right? Like you could start to think, okay, you know what? It doesn't have to be that bad. I don't have to change everything in my career. So that being said, there are three levers that you can pull to go from being stuck and drained in your career to being fulfilled. Okay, there are three different levers that you can pull. And here's how I want you to think about it. Every career has three components. You have the job that you actually do, which is your role. You have where you do the job, which is your company, and you have where your company exists, which is the industry. So every career has three components: an industry that it exists in, a company, and the job itself. You don't have to change all three of those things at one time to be happy in your career. Now, can you? Let me just start by saying, can you? Yes, and you will hear me talk about that in this episode. I have clients who have pulled all three levers and landed in super fulfilling careers with higher salaries, okay? So it is possible. However, I recognize, and I'm starting to recognize even more and more, that there's a concept I've been talking about called pivot tolerance. And this is the idea that we all have a different tolerance level for change and pivot in our career. And not everybody can stand to change all three things at once. It just maybe brings you too much anxiety. You just don't feel safe doing it. Your nervous system can't handle it. You don't feel prepared. And I totally understand that. And I guess in this episode, what I really want you to take from today is, or whenever you're listening, is you don't have to change all three. You don't have to pull all three levers to find fulfillment. The key is diagnosing which of those is the problem. Like which of those three areas is the main thing that is making you unhappy and dissatisfied in your career? Is it the industry? Is it the company? Is it the role, the job that you are doing? So let's go ahead and talk about those three and how to diagnose which one is the problem. And I'm not going to go in the order that I said them. I'm just going to kind of go with starting with the company. Okay. So when it comes to figuring out if the company is the problem, usually you actually like the work that you're doing. You don't mind how you spend your time and your energy. You don't mind your day-to-day tasks. You actually don't even mind thinking about your work outside of work, right? You don't mind thinking about how you would solve a problem or do a project or respond to a client. What you realize, though, is that the environment that you're doing the work in is not healthy for you. So maybe you have a manager who's micromanaging you. Maybe you have coworkers who are mean and not cooperative. Maybe you don't have the support that you need to do your job right. Okay, maybe you don't have the resources, or you just feel like the environment is stifling you, like it's stifling your growth. You're doing good work, but maybe they've put a ceiling on your growth. You're not getting promotions. You're not getting salary increases. I remember I was recently talking to a woman on TikTok, actually, in the TikTok DMs. And this would be a perfect case where the company is the problem, where she was saying, you know what? I actually don't mind the work, but I find that for the past few years, I have been one title below where I should be in my career, right? Like it's, okay, maybe I should be a manager, but I'm a specialist. Maybe I should be a director, but I'm a manager, which then means you're always working above your title and your pay. And that is what can then lead to that dissatisfaction, knowing that the people are toxic, or I'm not being supported, or I'm not being compensated at the right level. So while you like the work, you just don't feel valued and rewarded and supported at the level that you would like to be. That's how you might know that the company is the problem. Now, how do you know that the role, the job, is the problem? Girl, you don't like the work. You do not like the work at all. Doing the work feels like a consistent uphill battle. Whether it is the skills that you have to learn to use to do the job, whether it's the tools that you have to learn how to use. Like you're like, I don't like the tech. I don't like how I'm spending my time. I don't like how I'm spending my days. Like when you go home, you just feel drained. You feel like you have been through like the ringer, like your body aches, you have a headache, you feel stressed out, you feel drained, you don't feel happy. Like the work itself does not match you, especially when you consider the types of tasks that you have to do. It just constantly feels like you are pulling teeth to get anything done at work. You find it really hard to focus. You find it hard to just kind of buckle down and finish a task. Tasks that maybe you're seeing your colleagues do pretty quickly. They move through it fast. It's a drain. It's a sludge for you because you can't get your brain and your body to be bought into the work that you're doing. That's how you would know that the role is the problem. Like the actual way that you spend your hours at work does not feel good. And so in this case, if you think about, I was talking about company, in this case, you might have great coworkers. You might have a great manager. They're really trying to support you. They're trying to give you resources. They're sitting down with you. They're giving you feedback, but it's just not clicking. Or even when it clicks, it's still hard for you to do it. That's how you would know, okay, the role specifically is the problem because I don't like how I am spending my days. I don't like what I'm doing, whether it's I'm looking at a computer and working on tasks I don't want to work on, or I'm talking to people and I don't like talking to people, or I don't like the questions they're asking me. It's like the way that you spend your time is a problem for you. And that's how you would know that the role is the problem. And then finally, how do you know if the industry is the problem? This is more, well, two things, let me tell you. Values and interest base. So when you're like, okay, I don't mind the tasks that I'm doing, but I find it boring. Like, let's imagine that you're doing training and development. And you're like, you know what? I don't mind putting together trainings. I don't mind, you know, building a slide deck. I don't even mind delivering the training. But the content is boring. I don't want to talk about tractors to construction workers. Like, I don't like researching and preparing for how to, you know, use a tractor. Like, that's just boring to me. That's a sign because the work itself is not interesting. So if you ask yourself, well, if I was doing training on a different topic, would it be interesting to me? And your answer is yes. That means you might thrive in a different industry. So for example, if I stick with my same example, it might be, oh, well, if I was doing trainings about how to answer customer questions and how to relate with people, I would find that exciting. That would engage me. I would want to research ways to teach that and talk about it. That's how you would know the industry is the problem. Or this is, so that's interest. And I said values. The second way that you could tell if it's the industry is when there's a value misalignment. And this usually is when the industry values things that go against what you value. So for example, if you're someone who finds honesty and integrity really important in your career specifically, and then you're like, well, this industry, sometimes we have to be pushy or shady. Maybe it's sales, maybe it's law, whatever it may be. You're just like, I don't like how we interact with people here. That's a value misalignment. Where it's like, okay, if I was doing this same work in a different company where they allowed me to show up as myself and talk the way I wanted to talk, I would be happier. You would know that the industry is the problem. Or maybe you value high compensation. And this is an industry where, I'm just going to use the typical one, education. It's like, they're not paying you six figures from the jump in education. Then you might be unhappy. Like, you know what? I don't mind the work that I'm doing. Maybe you're an executive assistant. And you're like, I don't mind being an EA, but I'm not getting paid well. Meanwhile, if I was an EA for a law firm or maybe a finance consulting company, I would be making three times, four times what I'm making now. That's also a value misalignment where you're working in a space where they're not meeting something that is important to you, which is your compensation, specifically high compensation. So that is how you would know if the industry is the problem, where you're bored with the work, it's not engaging, and or it could be one or the other, the values are misaligned. You're having to do things that go against what is important to you, that go against your beliefs and your values. So that is how you would diagnose and figure out, is the role the problem? Is the company the problem? Or is the industry the problem? And which one of those three levers do you need to pull to become fulfilled in your career again? And you don't need to pull all three levers at once to find a fulfilling career. Okay. This is where those four pathways come in. And I'm going to talk you through the four types of pivots that you can make, because they all have a different sort of combination of levers, those three levers, to help you figure out, okay, how do I become happy in my career again? So let's talk through the four types of pivots that you can make. And based on the diagnostic questions I just shared with you, right? Is the industry the problem, the company, the role? That will help. If you keep in mind what stood out when I was saying that, maybe you thought to yourself, oh my gosh, the company is the problem, or whoa, it's the role. Maybe you said it's all three. That will help you identify which type of pivot is going to make the most sense for you to be fulfilled and to do work that you actually enjoy again. Okay. So the first type of pivot is what I call the company switch. And this is exactly what it sounds like. You're literally just changing the company. So you're doing the same kind of work in the same kind of industry at a different company. So imagine that you're a teacher at a toxic school and you go become a teacher at a supportive school, or you're a financial analyst at Bank A and you go become a financial analyst at Bank B with better culture. So this is where you realize that, okay, look, the work itself is fine. I don't even mind the industry I'm in. I'm not bored. I'm engaged. I don't mind the values that I'm working around, but the culture is the problem. Leadership is the problem. The way we interact and give feedback and talk to each other is the problem. Like, the environment is toxic. The environment is unhealthy. The environment is making me feel unsafe, or the environment is not letting me grow, right? So you like what you do. You like the field you're in, but you need a better environment. So then you would just change companies. And I think a lot of times people underestimate this type of pivot, because they think, like, in their head, people will often say this is just a lateral move. Okay. You're just making a lateral move, which is a waste of time. But you don't realize how much company culture impacts your quality of life. Because if you are in a culture where you're being belittled, you're being stifled, you're not growing, all those things shape how you see yourself, how you show up in the world, and how you think about yourself, which directly impacts your quality of life. Okay. So this is a very valid pivot that you can make. And dare I say, probably the easiest one you can make, to be honest, because at this point, you already have the skills to do the job. You already have the language of the industry when you're interviewing. All you're doing is going to a different, healthier environment, and you can still command a higher salary because you are going to a different environment. You can increase your salary. I actually had a client make this pivot once. She was a director of sales. And when she came to work with me, she didn't know why she was unhappy. She was really feeling like, I'm dissatisfied in my work. It doesn't feel fulfilling. And we went through my visa framework, and that's the framework that I use to help my clients get clarity. And she realized very quickly, oh, the company is the problem. I actually like the work that I do. I don't mind the industry that I'm in, but I don't like the company and I want to focus on something else. So she went and became a director of sales at a wellness company, and she was so much more happier, increased her salary. That is still a valid pivot because the end goal is the same. You are happier in your career and usually getting paid more. The second pathway, the second type of pivot that you can do is what I call the internal pivot. So this is where you're staying in your company, which by nature then means you're staying in your industry, but you're doing a different role. So let's say you are an operations analyst in your company, and then you switch and become a marketing manager. Or maybe you are doing something in tech at your company, and you switch to become a marketing role. Times when I see this happen is where you're in a healthy company. You're like, you know what? I actually like my company. I like the people I work with. I don't mind the industry. I'm just not really enjoying the work. The work doesn't feel good. You know, I mentioned earlier how you would know it's the role, right? It's dreadful. It's drudgery. It's hard. Sometimes when you have been doing the same work for 8 or more years, something that could also happen is the work itself becomes boring. Okay. And I know I had mentioned boring for industry, but this one, it's like, okay, you don't mind the topic you're around, but you're tired of doing the same tasks over and over again because your role hasn't really changed in the 8 years that you were at the company. And so you're like, I don't really want to leave this company, right? Maybe nobody else is going to compensate me as well, as this company does, or I just like the relationships I built. I just want to do something else. So what you're going to do then is start making moves to make a pivot within your company to a different department, to a different unit, to a different sector. So the role is the problem. And this pivot, I would say, is also not too hard to make because you already have credibility, you already have relationships, and you can leverage those to do different work. The reason why this can be hard is that you're going to be fighting perception. Okay. If you've been at that company for a while, doing the same thing for a while, 8 or more years, people have started to see you as that person. So for example, one of the examples I gave was maybe you were operations and you want to move to marketing. Well, people might have labeled you as, oh, you're the operations person, and they might not see you as capable of doing something else. And so that can put up roadblocks for you making a pivot within your company. You just have to really make your case, make like a case for why you should make this pivot and why you'd be good at this new role and what you have done to fill any skills gaps. But it's still feasible and this pivot can still work because you know the company culture, you know how to navigate it, you have credibility within the company, you know maybe who to talk to advocate for you, or you've already built advocates. So the internal pivot is where the company's the same, the industry's the same, you just pivot into a different role. And again, this is still a valid pivot that you can make. This will still lead to more fulfillment in your career because now you're engaged again. You're interested in the work again. And sometimes, depending on the role you pivot into, you can also increase your salary. And the third type of pivot is what I call the industry shift. And hopefully you can tell what we're changing here from this one is a different industry, same role. Now, usually different industry often means different company. So for this pathway number three, the industry shift, you're pulling two levers at this point for your career pivot. You're pulling the industry and the company lever, but you're going to be doing the same job, the same role, the same day-to-day tasks. So maybe you're a project manager in healthcare and you become a project manager at a tech company, or you are a customer specialist in ed tech and you become a customer specialist in a healthcare company. Same kind of work. And this makes sense. This pivot would make sense for you when you like the type of work you do, but the industry doesn't match your values or your interests. Okay. So the content is not engaging. The mission doesn't draw you in, but you don't mind your day-to-day tasks. You don't mind the work that you're doing. You're just like, okay, you know what? I don't mind the work, but I'm bored. I don't like what I'm doing, or I don't like who I am in this industry. I don't like how I have to show up. And that is what is making me feel dissatisfied. So you want to keep doing the work you're doing just in a different industry, which means a different company also. This pivot makes sense because you already have the skill set. Okay. You're just using it in a new context. You are just sort of marketing yourself for a new space. And when you're doing an industry shift, you already have the skills because the role is staying the same. So you don't have to worry about skills gaps so much. What you have to care about or focus on is knowledge gap. Meaning, do you know the information of the new industry? Do you know the language they speak, how they communicate, the shorthand that they use? You have to fill that gap. Again, though, this is a valid pivot because you're going into a whole new industry, a whole new company. Even if you're doing the same type of work, it is still a pivot. And then the fourth pathway that I'm going to talk about, the fourth type of pivot, is the complete pivot. This is where we're pulling all the levers, different industry, different company, different role. You're changing all of it. So if I think of my client, a lot of my clients actually tend to do this. So most of my clients do a full pivot, or I've had a few clients who have done an industry shift. So same role in a different industry. And then a small handful of my clients will just do a company change, a company switch. So same industry, same role, different company. But a lot of times we're doing the full pivot. So I've had a client who went from academia to corporate consulting. I've had a client who went from nonprofit work to being a doula. I had a client who went from being in legal to being an author. A client who went from tax, she was a tax specialist, to doing fine arts nonprofit. I've had a client who went from doing community engagement to Big Four consulting. Like, a lot of my clients did the full pivot. And I think that's just because by nature of the women I work with, at this point in your career, it's like nothing about your career fits anymore. The role doesn't fit. The company doesn't fit. The industry doesn't fit. Everything, if you have outgrown the role, essentially. Like, at this point, you're like, no, this is not who I am anymore. Maybe I used to like it when I first started, but now I don't. And I'm just like, everything has got to change. And so we just do a full pivot. Now, this is by far the scariest pivot to make. Your brain will make you think you're starting from zero, but you're not starting from zero. You still leverage transferable skills. Like you just heard me say, most of my clients make this pivot in between 4 and 6 months. You're still leveraging your transferable skills. You just have to really learn how to talk about them in a way that makes sense for the industry you're going into. You have to market yourself and sell yourself for that role. And I would say the biggest barrier to the full pivot is even figuring out what to do next, which is what I help my clients do. That's like a big part of my work, is getting that clarity using my visa framework. Because most times when you know nothing fits, like you might have been listening to me when I was talking about which of the three areas is the problem, and you were thinking they're all the problem. Where do I go from here? That's where, yeah, it can start to feel a bit stuck or icky, because you're like, I don't know what to change. Everything is a problem. So your first step would be getting that clarity. What is the role you want to go into? What is the industry you want to go into? And what types of companies do you want to target? You need that clarity before you actually start strategically applying to jobs to make the pivot that you want to make. And so let me just say, if you're listening to the four types and you're thinking, okay, I know which type I want, I just still don't know how strategically to make the pivot, or you're even like, you know what, I don't know which type I want, but I know something has got to change, I would love to have a conversation with you about how we could potentially work together so that I can help you figure out what type of pivot is right for you and then successfully make that pivot. You can always book a free career clarity call with me for us to talk more about how I can support you to hit your career goals. If you go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, C-A-L-L, hercareerdoctor.com/call, then you can book a free call with me where we'll talk about what's happening in your career right now that's making you feel unhappy or stuck. Which of these levers do you think you need to pull? Maybe you've heard and you're like, the role is the problem, the company is the problem, the industry is the problem, all three are the problem. We can talk about it some more, and that will give me a good sense of what is happening in your career, what has kept you stuck. And then on the call, I usually will share with you the three specific ways that I will help you make the right pivot to help you be happy in your career again, help you be fulfilled again, and then answer any questions that you might have. And then we'll discuss next step for what it would look like to work together. So again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. You can also find it in the show notes below. I would love to chat with you about how I can help you make a successful pivot, regardless of which type of pivot is resonating with you. So now that being said, you might be wondering, okay, how do I choose which pathway, which type of pivot is right for me, right? Like, how do I figure out which four? Well, first of all, go back and listen to the beginning of this episode where I talked through role, company, and industry, which of them is the problem, to help you pinpoint, okay, which of these things is the thing that is making me unhappy in my career right now. And you could also ask yourself some questions. I'm going to share some questions with you that you can sort of reflect on and think through to help you understand which pivot is right for you. So ask yourself, what do I want to keep and what do I want to change? When I think about my role, my industry, and my company, what do I want to keep? What do I want to change? Ask, is the work itself draining me, or is it the environment? That will help you know if it's the role or the company slash industry, right? Is the work draining me, or is it the environment? You can also ask yourself, do I like the field that I'm in, or do I need to be in a completely different context to be happy? Do I like the field that I'm in, or do I need to be in a completely different context to be happy? And this question matters because I didn't say this earlier, but when we think about industries, the type of fulfillment you find in an industry can also vary based on what is happening environmentally, geopolitically, right? Like, we are currently in a zeitgeist where a lot of people don't really want to be in government or even education industries by nature of what is happening around us politically. These same people might have been really passionate and gung-ho about government or education 5 years ago. But right now they're like, you know what? This space just isn't making sense for me right now. And vice versa. Some people might love those industries now because of what's happening geopolitically. So recognize that saying that the field doesn't work for you anymore does not mean anything about you. Right? It doesn't mean that you're a traitor or that you're betraying your field or whatever. No, it just means that you have evolved, the environment has changed, and now those two things no longer match, and that's perfectly fine. Okay. And the last question you can ask to help you choose which path makes the most sense for you is, what feels most aligned with where I am right now? So if you look at your career right now, the work that you're doing, what feels most aligned? If the answer is nothing, then everything needs to change. If the answer is the work I'm doing feels aligned, then maybe the industry and the company needs to change. If the answer is the company feels the most aligned, then maybe the role needs to change. And if the answer is the content of the work, the industry feels most aligned, then maybe the role or the company needs to change. But those questions will help you think through which of those three levers do you need to pull to enjoy your work again? Because the truth is that you don't have to blow up your entire career to find fulfillment. And when you are approaching your pivot from the lens of, I need to overhaul everything, that can feel like you are blowing up your career and it can feel too scary for your nervous system so that you just stay stuck. You can make strategic, targeted changes and still land in a job that you actually enjoy, where you don't just feel like a worker bee, like you're doing fulfilling work. The key is knowing which of those three levers should you pull. That is the key. Should you change the role? Should you change the company? Or should you change the industry? And I told you at the beginning, my goal was that hopefully this will help you see, or this will make pivot be a little more feasible in your mind. Because if you keep making it this big thing that you can't do because it's going to blow up your entire life, then you risk staying stuck in the place that you are now, where you already know that you're drained, you already know you're unhappy, you already know you're unfulfilled. You risk staying stuck there because you're too scared to make a move, or you're trying to keep all your options open. And so then you end up looking up 2 years from now and you are still drained, you're even more exhausted, and you're still unhappy in your career because you didn't even make a move at this point when you're listening to me. Okay? The best time to make a pivot when you're unhappy in your career is yesterday. The second best time is today. Okay? Don't wait until tomorrow. Stop making excuses, because if you know nothing else, you already know that you don't like the job you're in right now. If you did, you would not be listening to this episode. Like, you saw the title before you clicked on it. You clicked on it because you are already considering a pivot and you were thinking to yourself, let me find out which kind of pivot is right for me. That's what made you click this episode, which means you already know that your job is not working for you right now. So staying even longer because you're too scared to make a move is you choosing to stay unhappy in your career. It is a choice at this point. So hopefully hearing that there are three different levers you can pull will make the idea of making the pivot feel more feasible to you and less overwhelming, and will actually galvanize you to take action and do something to change your career. Okay, just remember that you have options. You don't have to start from scratch. The question we just need to answer is, which pathway is right for you? And again, if you're still not sure which pathway makes sense, let's have a conversation. I would love to talk with you. You can book a free career clarity call with me where we'll talk about where you are in your career, what you want to change, and even discuss which pathway will get you to a career that is fulfilling and enjoyable for you. Thank you for listening to this episode. As usual, as always, I really hope that you found it helpful, that it has changed how you're seeing your career and the decisions that you make. And I will catch you on the next episode. If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.